36. What's going on, guys? It's your boy Rooster. Welcome back again to another episode on the podcast. Today we are talking about how a massively popular manga app has been forced to end development after Kakao legal threats. One of the biggest publishers of Korean manhwa has forced the popular manga and manhwa reading app Tachiyomi to cease all development. One of the largest publishers of Korean manhwa, Kakao Entertainment, the owner of the Tapas reading platform, has forced the popular manga and manhwa reading app Tachiyomi to cease all development following a slew of legal threats. Tachiyomi announced on January the 13th, 2024, that it was ceasing all development of the open source manga reading platform. The popular application served as an all-in-one reader that allowed users to import content hosted from external sources, many of which included pirated manga and manhwa sites. Tachiyomi's announcement follows its decision to purge all extensions last week. Tachiyomi will no longer be actively developed, its latest X post reads. It may continue to work for you for the foreseeable future, but there will be no support for it nor the official extensions. For many fans, this was a fate similar to the popular manga rock site. Tachiyomi's January the 13th announcement followed weeks of legal threats by one of the largest publishers in Korea, Kakao Entertainment. The move also follows a briefing made by Kakao to Korean newspapers in December that it had identified the operators on the world's biggest manga and webtoon piracy site. Damn. Later images of a seizure would show that while they did shut a site down, it was far from the biggest. Via Torrent Freak, Kakao first contacted Tachiyomi on January 2nd, 2024, and after rounds of discussions, Tachiyomi agreed to comply with numerous requests to remove pirated extensions. Kakao appeared to later switch tack, labeling unauthorized malware apps like Tachiyomi a virus risk on social media. This claim was seen by many as a lie, of course, to slander the app. Nevertheless, with Tachiyomi's code available to all, which allows anyone to take the code or fork the code and continue to include these illegal sources, Kakao successfully weakened this threat by forcing Tachiyomi to cease all development. Efforts are already underway for Tachiyomi's successors. Kakao's continued legal pressure has since inadvertently caused a spike in the code's popularity for programmers and users hoping to preserve the code, the old code. With Tachiyomi long being praised as one of the best manga reading platforms, it seems that Kakao's fight is just beginning. With the anime industry now approaching 3 trillion yen or 20.4 billion and popular anime adaptations of Korean manhwa likely the new release Solo Leveling due to being released, it's unsurprising that publishers are trying different tactics to protect their investments. Nevertheless, many fans cite non-existent or slow, low-quality translations and poor app experiences as reasons why they pirate content. Issues that publishers have dealt with to varying levels of success. Now, this is a big fat FNL. Of course it is. What the hell? If you read manhwa like me, or you read manga like me, this is a big L because, you know, the type of person that this video is even for, the type of people that jumped on that type of app is basically people who just want to chill and read all day because we have nothing better to do to entertain us and we want to be entertained by unknown works of art. Do you get what I'm saying? So this is a big L, but the fact that the code has been preserved so that other people could create a replica somewhat close to the app, the official app before, is great in my opinion. I know it's a bit cheap on our side, but like I've said, there's been different reasons for why people pirate what they do. Some people don't have enough money to be subscribing every month. Trust me, the economy is tight, you feel me? Some things are like low quality translations, you know what I mean? As well as like maybe like the app not even being in a good presentable way of, I don't know, scrolling enjoyment. It's just different things that can make a reason for why people pirate stuff. And I'm not gonna say you should or you shouldn't, each to their own, but like I said, people do things for the reasons why they do things. You get what I'm saying? I think personally, yeah, Kakao Entertainment, They did what they had to do because this is all a business to them, and they want people to come towards them instead of going to Tachiyomi. Do you know what I'm saying? But that's just how the game goes, man. If you don't have enough money to back up your, you know, your works, especially due to it being pirated, bro, you're just gonna have to take down what you have so that you don't get threatened or sued. You get me? Is if for once the problem starts to outscale the solution, then that's when things just crumble. But either way, man, the code is preserved. You know what I'm saying? I know for sure there's gonna be people out there trying to make replicas. You know what I mean? And maybe it might not be as popular as the Tachiyomi app, but there will be different forms of app and different versions for us manga and manhwa anime lovers to sink our teeth into. It's been your boy Russo, Mr. 36, and whether you're watching or listening to this in the morning, afternoon, or evening, make sure to get your 8 hours of sleep. As well as that, make sure to drink water because this is very healthy for you. Take care of yourselves. I'm out. Oh, wait, before I go, in the comment section, whatever app you guys are using for manga and manhwa to read, like, let me know, innit? Because I need an app so I can, you know what I'm saying? Peace.